Hi all, you're very welcome to Get Stuff Done. My name is Aidan Sheeran and I'm the co-founder of Collaborative, a new marketing agency in Dublin. Each week we speak to different people across all sectors to ask them, well, how do they get stuff done? And this week I'm delighted to be talking with Martin Cullinan. Martin runs a company called All Event Audiovisual. He's a well-known broadcaster and also runs mywebinar.ie. Martin, you're very welcome.
Thank you very much indeed.
Well, Martin, the mic is yours. You might just tell us a little bit about yourself and what you're at.
Thank you. I'd be delighted to. Thanks, Aidan. Well, I'm a Dub originally from Cedarwood Road. Bono was my next door neighbour two doors down growing up, but I'm now living in Kildare, very happily settled here. I'm a qualified radio electronics technician by trade, and I suppose a bit about me myself. Well, I love my pan-European ST1100 motorbike, and during the summer I love sailing GP14s. They're how I keep myself occupied and sane. But I'm also known as Bob Conway, the radio presenter, and have been for quite some time. I spent 11 years with 2FM, where the name Bob Conway was actually created. And I was also the eye in the sky there, flying around in a helicopter for 9 years and actually getting paid for it. So that wasn't too shabby. And then I spent 13 years part-time with Today FM and East Coast FM, all the while working again in the field of electronics and event production and so on. But now radio, it's just a hobby for me, but I'm on at the weekends with a great online radio station. It's called Music One Ireland, which is owned and run by a former 2FM colleague of mine and has quite a few former RTE people on it. A fully cloud-based radio station, believe it or not. I'm also the stadium announcer for Leinster Rugby, a position that I'm very proud of. And of course, I've always loved Leinster Rugby as a supporter too. I've been the stadium announcer for Leinster with all their home matches in the RDS and Aviva Stadium for going on 9-10 years now. Seen a lot of the players come through, develop, become huge rugby stars in their own rights. And I've had the pleasure and continue to have the pleasure of working with the most amazing team of professionals in the Leinster rugby camp as well, who are very driven, very motivated, very focused on their goals. And you are either a part of that and you aspire to that level of professionalism, or you get out. It's one or the other. And I'm driven by them, motivated by them when I work with them. And I love their work ethic and the very nature by which they've achieved the success that they've achieved to date.
Well, that's some broad level of experience you have there, Martin. Tell me about some of the great stuff that you've done over the years, stuff that makes you proud, stuff that's stood out and that you're very proud of.
Well, there are a couple of things that really stand out. In the course of going through a career in radio, my first love has always been the radio electronics and playing with gadgets and working with equipment. And to that end, about 17 years ago, I set up All Events Audiovisual, an event production company, which is a medium-sized company and reasonably successful in its own right. And then last year, we created a new division called mywebinar.ie, enabled us to move some of our business online and to continue to trade as well. But, you know, running an event production company opens you to a world of all sorts of events and occasions, and there are a few that really stand out in my mind. I suppose one of them is working with the FAI as their match day head of production for 5 years. So what that entailed was all of their home internationals in Lansdowne Road or even in Croke Park, I would be the touchline head of production for all of the pre-match and half-time and post-match activities in the stadium. And that was really enjoyable. And I also worked with them on their radio advertising side as well, creating and recording all of their radio ads. That was during the Trapattoni era, actually. That was one thing that really stands out. A few other things, the PPI Radio Awards, now known as the IMRO Radio Awards. And I was the technical director of the Radio Awards for 14 years. It was a natural fit, obviously, with my background in radio. But to work with such an amazing team of people like Mary Menton, with the people in PPI at the time, not to mention the radio stations, was such an honour and a privilege. And working with top class presenters to deliver the awards every year as well, and very high levels of production, very skilled and qualified production engineers, sound and lighting engineers, and visual engineers as well. It was really terrific. Terrific work, and thoroughly enjoyed that. The Media Awards is another one I'm very proud of. Now, the Media Awards went through a couple of different name transformations over its years, and but in all of those years, 17 of them in total that I was involved, I was the technical director of them over those 17 years. Very, very proud of that work. I was given not so much a free rein, but I was always given a very generous budget, not only in the Media Awards, but in the Radio Awards, to be creative and to bring a lot more flair and imagination to the table. And I'm not talking about me, I'm talking about the team. And I'm a big believer in bringing the right people around you and allowing them to input freely of their ideas and thoughts and criticisms and ways of doing things better. And the Radio Awards and the Media Awards are very good examples of those. And that's why they stand out, not just because they were great events to work on, but also I, as an individual in the creative sphere and also in the business sphere, I learned an awful lot from working with the great people that I worked with on those.
And have you anything in the pipeline at the moment that's, that you're looking forward to getting your teeth into, stuff that's coming up?
Yeah, there are a few things at the moment. Now, with the way business is at the minute, particularly in the online event sphere, the pie is an awful lot smaller, but you still have effectively the same amount of bigger companies working in that space. So it is a very, very competitive area. I'm looking forward mainly to getting back to ordinary, old-fashioned events, if you want to call them that. I'm looking forward to developing more of the hybrid event model, which we believe will form a very important part of eventing going forward, where people will want to be in a room, but the client will need to be able to offer the facility to present the event to an online audience as well. And that will be the way for quite some time. We are working on a couple of different projects at the moment, which will position us more strongly for when that turnaround begins to happen. One of the great upshots to what has happened over the past year and a half, not that there have been many, but this is certainly one, is that when we formed My Webinar, the new division, it opened up our business to a whole new range of clients that we would never have dealt with before. People who are coming into the onto the event spectrum in a completely different way to anything that they would have perceived before. And as a result, we're cultivating a whole new client base, which we hope and think will move forward with us, not only in the virtual space, but then when they do move into the area of, you know, holding their conferences and meetings back in a room again. So the overall feeling for us is that the future is going to be very, very bright indeed. It'll take time. It's hard work. It's a hard graft, certainly for the remainder of this year. But when the tide starts to turn, when companies feel comfortable enough to allow their staff and their delegates to attend an event in a venue, from a health and safety point of view, I'm talking now, then we plow on. We keep working away in the virtual space, learning. There's so much to learn. There's so much to learn in online event hosting, but it's terrific. It's a bit like going back to university in a way, in the technical sense, and to some degree in the business sense as well, because we've had to rediscover marketing strategy. We were a little bit too comfortable for our own good, really, with that, because we were tipping away happily with our clients and word of mouth generating more business for us. And all of a sudden, we found ourselves really having to pull up our socks and get cracking on proper marketing of what we do. So we think it's all going to bear fruit later in the year, and we go forward from there.
Quick question. We call this Get Stuff Done. Is there any tip you might offer people as regards how you get stuff done, how you complete jobs, or how you motivate yourself to get stuff done?
Yeah, Aidan, that's a great question, and thank you for asking me that. You know, when in business, there's a famous old example used it's the hump of a curve, and when you are at the top of that curve, it's actually when you're probably at your most exposed and your most dangerous in a business sense. That's when you need to be really focusing on what's going to happen going forward. So, you know, the question is, how do you get stuff done? How do we see to that? Well, it still comes back to the basics. Set your goal, make sure it's realistic, have a solid plan to back it up, and stick to your timelines as best you can. Harder to do in this day and age. But really, they're the cornerstones. You build it on those four cornerstones, and you will succeed if the idea is right in the first place. And of course, you have the motivation to see it through.
Lockdown. We're in the midst of probably the toughest lockdown, this third lockdown. And I know you love music. If you had the opportunity, and when you have the opportunity, to get out and see a band or go to a gig or a concert or whatever else, what would it be?
Oh, the Beatles. Without a doubt. But I would love to see AC/DC again. I've seen them many times, and I can't wait for them to come back to our shores. Roger Waters always puts on an incredible live show. Again, I would love to get to see him again. Chic put on a brilliant concert, and they're once they get on the touring circuit, you guarantee they're going to come around again. The last time they were here, they were with Chaka Khan. I mean, what a night. Chaka Khan and Chic on the one stage in the one night. Hello. And there's one festival I'm really looking forward to, showing my age here a little, but the Forever Young Festival, when that comes back as well, it's great. I mean, how else can you get to see so many great 80s stars on the one stage over the one weekend? And, you know, people can be cynical, they're all past it and all that. Well, I can tell you what now. I was at Forever Young year before last, a gang of us went, and I can guarantee you that these performers still have it. They were just incredible. One of the best weekends ever. So there you go.
Love your choices. I'm very much an 80s lad as well. Some great, great music from that decade. Martin, it's been a great pleasure talking to you. I really appreciate the time taken. I wish you every success, particularly through these harder times with the pandemic and stuff. And thanks for taking the time to talk to me.
Thank you, Aidan. Thank you very much indeed, and the best of luck.
We'll catch up soon. Cheers.